Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Well, hello, NCC family. I'm so glad that you're watching today. You know, I don't believe that you're here by coincidence or by accident. I believe that God has something that He wants to speak to your heart. I believe God has something that He wants to do in your life. Hey, before we get into the sermon, we do this every Sunday here at North Point. We like to say this declaration. We say this declaration by putting our hand over our heart because that's where it comes from. We say it out loud with me today. I am a child of God. I am loved, adored, and accepted by my Father in heaven. I am forgiven and free. Sin has no hold on me. I am an overcomer, more than a conqueror, full of the Spirit of God, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Holy Spirit, open up my eyes to see, my ears to hear, my mind to understand, and my heart to receive everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name. Come on, you know what to do right now. Put a big amen on that. Today we are continuing our current series entitled Grounded. Grounded. We're talking about how do you live life established and rooted? How do you live stable and unbreakable? You see, this is what we should all desire to be. And more than just desire to be, this is what we can be. You might be saying, but Philip, you don't know what's going on in my life right now. You don't know what's happened to me in the past. Yes, you are right. I do not know, but I do know what Jesus says to me and what Jesus says to you. And it's found in John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus said, and everything I've taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you. Now notice, this is supernatural peace. Jesus says, the peace that I have, that's the peace that I want to give you, so that no matter what is going on around you in the natural, you can have this overwhelming and overcoming supernatural peace that is operating on the inside of you. And when that happens, He says, you can have great confidence because you can rest and trust in me. Jesus said, for in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrows, but you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world. You see, we can be courageous today because of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Because Jesus conquered and Jesus overcame, we can be courageous today, understanding that that same power is operating on the inside of us so that we can conquer and we can overcome the opposition that we are fighting in our lives. And this supernatural peace, maybe you're saying, Philip, I need a big dose of that right now. I want to live with this inner calm that you are saying is possible. Well, if that's what we want to do, we've got to be grounded in these four things. It's what we're talking about for this series, but we're going to be grounded in Christ. We've got to be grounded in our attitude. That's our mindset and our emotions. We've got to be grounded in light. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And we got to be grounded in maturity. You see, whenever you're grounded in these first three, then and only then can you really be grounded in maturity. But I also want to point out, this is where we started 2020. We said this was our year of upgrade. And if we were going to upgrade, we had to get in the upgrade position. We had to get our eyes up and our attention on Jesus. We had to get our head up, meaning that our attitude had to stay in the right place. And then we had to get our hands up saying, God, we are available to be used by you this year. We've been blessed to be a blessing. And only when we get in the upgrade position can we grow up and eventually go up into everything that God has for us. But I want you to see something, because over here we're talking about going up, and over here, we're talking about growing down. But isn't it true that the higher a building is going to be built, the deeper that foundation needs to be? So if you want your life to go up to the next level, if you really want to upgrade your life, you got to make sure that you are grounded in these areas of your life. You got to make sure that you're grounded in Christ, because you see, only Jesus can give the nourishment that your soul really needs. Your spouse can't give it to you. Your siblings can't give it to you. Your mom, your dad, your son, your daughter, that new job, that new house, that next vacation, it cannot perfectly nourish your soul. Only Jesus can do that. You've got to be grounded in your attitude, making sure that you are thinking the right thoughts and that you are processing your emotions in the very best way. And whenever you begin to do those things, then we get into the light. You see, whenever we talk about being grounded in the light, we're talking about being grounded in our action, because as we're going to see in just a minute, Jesus said, you are the light of the world, that we have this responsibility, we have this mission to shine. There should be a behavior and a conduct that is coming out of our life that is shining into the world. And whenever you get grounded in your spirit, you get grounded in your thinking and in your emotions, and you get grounded in your actions, then you will begin to live this mature and fruitful life that God desires for each and every one of us to live in. Let's get into Matthew chapter 5. This is what Jesus said. He said this in the Sermon on the Mount. It's the longest recorded sermon that we have that Jesus preached. And Jesus said this to those that were listening: you are the light of the world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see. Come on, I want you to say shine right now. Matter of fact, type it in the chat right now. Shine. Come on. This is what Jesus said. He said, your good deeds, your behaviors, your actions, your habits, they should shine out for everyone to see. And when we are shining in the world, look what happens. So that everyone will praise your Father in heaven. You see, you have a purpose. That's right. I'm talking to you right now, watching at your kitchen table, laying in bed right now. You have a purpose. You were put on this earth to shine and to give light to everyone in the house. Come on, that means everyone that you come in contact with, everyone in your family, everyone in your friend circles, everyone in your workspace, you have a purpose, and that purpose is to shine. But make sure you take note of this. Your light doesn't shine through good beliefs. Your light shines through good deeds. I want you to see that. Your light is not going to just shine because you are believing the right things. Your light shines for other people to see whenever you are doing the right things. Well, sure, it starts with us believing, but then through that belief, it begins to transform our thinking. And as our thinking begins to transform, it should change our doing. Now, let's just talk very honest for a moment. Good deeds are just practical, right? Doing good deeds. These are very practical things, but I want you to see where the practical things that you can do take you into a spiritual or a supernatural thing, because it says whenever you do these practical things and people see it, then they will praise your Father in heaven. Then they will acknowledge God. Then they will look to God in their life. So it's practical in your life, but it leads to a very supernatural thing. So isn't this cool that it starts in us as supernatural? Come on, when we begin to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he came, that he died for my sins, that he was raised again on the third day, and as my roots begin to grow down in him, that is a supernatural process and thing that begins to happen on the inside of us. But the supernatural in us gives birth to the practical things that begin to move through us. But as the practical things things begin to move through us, it leads to supernatural things being birthed in other people's lives. Because as they see the practical things coming out of our life, then they recognize God and they say, wow, there is a God in heaven. There is a God who loves me. There is a God who sees me. And how did it happen? Because your light was shining through your good deeds. In John chapter 8, long before Jesus just said, hey, you are the light of the world, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Now, I want you to see this. Jesus says, hey, if you choose to follow me, you don't have to walk in darkness anymore. You don't have to walk that way that you used to walk, because now you will have a light and that light will lead you to life. Now we know that ultimately Jesus leads us to eternal life, right? He leads us to life everlasting. Nothing that we could ever do to earn that, to deserve that, to work hard enough to get that. Come on, it only comes by grace through faith. We know that that eternal life comes through Jesus, but Jesus here says that light leads to life. It's not just eternal life, it's also abundant life. Jesus says that he came so that we might have life, that we might have it to the full until it overflows in our lives. You see, it is the light of Christ that transforms each and every one of us. Now, let's just take a moment and think about this, that if we're talking about light being our good deeds, light being our action, light being our mission, I want you to think about how when Jesus came and he fulfilled his mission and he let his good deed of the cross, he went all the way to the cross in obedience to the will of the Father and died for you and for me on that cross, taking our sin to that place. Come on, that was his good deed, him sacrificing and serving us in that capacity. What did that cause us to do? That caused us to praise our Father in heaven. That caused us to look to God and say, man, he loves us so much. Man, he is for us and not against us. He is the one who wants to forgive our sin and be in relationship with us. And so it was through Jesus's good deed, the light of the world, that all of us had a supernatural experience and we began to praise the Father in heaven and we came into relationship with the Father through the Son's good deed. Come on, I just believe right now that is a model for each and every one of us, that it is through our good deed, it is through us loving well, it is through us serving well, it is through us honoring well, it is through us doing these things. And as we do these things, the world takes notice of our actions and our behaviors. And when the world takes notice, they take notice and say, wow, there is a God in heaven, and he is real, and he is powerful, and he is merciful, and he is good. But they recognize him through our good deeds. So I want you to see that Jesus is saying, I'm the light of the world. When that light shines into the world, what does it do for us? First of all, that light begins to shape us. Isn't that what happens when you come into relationship with Jesus and your roots start growing down into him? That light begins to shape us. But not only does the light shape us, that light begins to shift us. It begins to shift our thinking. It begins to shift the way that we process our emotion. It begins to shift our attitude. And you see, as it shapes us and as it shifts us, then eventually that light will begin to shine through us. What happened in us will begin to shine through us. But it's so important that we recognize there is an order, there is a pattern, there is a method, and we can't get it out of order, because if we start getting it out of order, it's not going to work the way that God wants it to work in our lives. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. This is in the Amplified Version. I like the way that it really says it here. It says, for we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art. Come on, let's just stop right there for a moment. That's what you are. You are God's masterpiece. God knit you together. God knew what he was doing when he formed you in your mother's womb. You need to know that you are a piece of art. Come on, other people might have called you a piece of something else. Jesus calls you are a piece of art. You are God's workmanship. You were carefully and wonderfully created. And it says here that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. We are reborn from above, spiritually transformed. Come on, that is our roots growing down into Christ, being shaped. But not just that. We are renewed and ready to be used. You're not ready to be used just because your roots are in Christ. No, you got to let those roots that are in Christ begin to shift your perspective, shift your mindset, shift your emotions. Now you are getting yourself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Now you are ready to be used. Ready to be used for what? For good works. for good works, to let your light shine. And God prepared these good works beforehand, taking the paths which he set so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. You see, God put in your destiny good works. In your purpose, he put good works. When he formed you, crafted you, started doing the spiritual work on the inside of you, changing your mindset and helping you process emotions, he was doing all of that so you would be ready to do the good works that he purposed in advance for you to do in your life. You see, if you want to fulfill your assignment on this earth, then we must get in proper alignment. We've got to get in the right alignment. We've got to realize the order. Alignment is about process, and the assignment is about purpose. You have a purpose to shine, but you've got to get in the right process, in the right alignment, so that you can shine the way that God really wants you to shine. Your purpose needs a process. Now, when I talk about your purpose, I'm talking about the general purpose of a Christ follower. I'm not talking about specific purpose. I'm not talking about I'm going to be a pastor, I'm going to be a mechanic, I'm going to be a marketing executive. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about your general purpose on this earth, to love your neighbor, to forgive those people who offend you, to walk in humility, to give grace and mercy to others, to be kind and to be gentle. And that's what I'm talking about, to let your light shine. But your purpose needs a process. You can't do this act of shining your light without understanding the alignment and the order and the process that we need to go through. I want to take one more look right here at our calm acrostic. You see, it's all about the order. You can't skip the order. You cannot skip the order. You can't just skip Christ in attitude and just jump to the light. You can't do that. And here's the reason why. Because if you think that following Jesus is about just about behavior modification, you're going to miss it, because you're going to start doing the right things and trying to shine your light. But if you're not rooted in Christ and your soul is not being nourished and you don't get your mind right and your emotions right and you just jump to this part where you're just going to be the light, what that will lead to in your life, that'll lead to burnout. That'll lead to confusion. That'll lead to frustration. That'll lead to you wanting to throw in the towel and call it quits. That'll lead you to stress and unnecessary fatigue. You see, that's why we've got to get in alignment. Understand, there is a process to my purpose. There is an alignment for my assignment. And I cannot just skip down here and start being the light. But if I will daily get grounded in Christ, and daily I will be grounded in my mindset, in my emotions, then the outflow of my life will be the light of the good deeds that Jesus talked about, my life shining into the world. Let's look at one more scripture real quick. Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For once we were full of darkness, but now we have light from the Lord. So live as people of light, For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Come on, what a challenge. What a challenge from the Apostle Paul, this leader in the early church. He says, look, you've been given this light. Now live as people of the light. And when you live as people of the light, it will produce what is good, right, and true in your life, because what is in you is going to be moving through you, and it's going to produce what is good. I love that word good there. It really means like to be desired. When light begins to shine, other people will see it and they will have a desire for what you have because it's good. It's right. That means it's righteous. It's righteous. That means it's the fact that you are living life God's way. You are living life the right way, which is God's way. You are living righteous. And finally, that you would be true, that you would be honest, that you would be genuine, that you would be authentic, that the light shining out into the world, what is in you would be shining through you in this powerful way. So then it just brings a couple questions. How can you practically be light in your world today? How can you be the light in your world today? How can you shine into the darkness? How can you shine into the hopelessness? How can you shine into your family, into your workplace? How can you shine today? Let me just give you a few things that we can all do. Every single one of us. Let me give you a few things that we can all do. The first thing that we can all do is we can all encourage. We can all encourage. Everybody needs encouragement. Come on, is there ever any time in your life that you thought, you know what? No, I've just had too much encouragement. I don't need anybody else to encourage me on my journey. I don't need anybody else to encourage me. No, everybody needs encouragement. That's why early on, I heard somebody say this. It's just stuck with me. They said, you ought to see people walking around with a neon sign hanging around their neck that says, please encourage me now. Please encourage me now. And if you started seeing every single person in your life carrying that sign, your kids had that sign, your spouse had that sign, your coworkers, your boss, everybody had that sign, then you would begin to encourage people. Say, what does that really mean to encourage? It means when I take the courage that I have and I put that courage on the inside of you, you are encouraged through the courage that I give to you. And people need courage right now. People need courage. People need courage. People need to be encouraged because they need courage to believe. People need courage to believe right now that everything's going to be okay. They need courage to believe that their kids are going to make it. They need the courage to believe that God loves them and that God can use them despite the mistakes of their past. People need courage to believe, but they also need courage to change their mindsets, to change their habits, to change their life, to change their future. People need courage to change. And this is the job. You can encourage. You can give people the courage that they need. People also need courage to just to keep on fighting. To not give up, to keep showing up and giving it their very best. People need courage to keep fighting for what really matters in this life. And you can play a role in them fighting and in them believing and in them changing. You can play a role. How do you play a role? By keep on giving them the courage that they need, just by giving them an encouraging word. And everybody can do it. Every one of us can encourage. Here's another thing that we can all do, and that is we can all notice. We can all notice. Maybe I should have even put this one first, but we can all notice. The first thing that we need to notice is we need to notice our own personal light production. How well am I shining right now? Am I bright? Am I flickering? Am I just turned off right now? Am I not shining at all? We need to notice our own light production. And let me tell you something. If you're just flickering right now, or man, there's really not much light coming out of your life, and you recognize that, guess what? You got to get plugged in. You got to get plugged into the presence of God. You got to get plugged into the Word of God. You got to get plugged into worshiping God, plugged into talking to God in prayer. You got to get plugged in. You got to get plugged into somebody who can encourage you. You've got to get plugged in, because you cannot be the light of the world if you don't first notice, I don't have the light that I need today. No, I've got to first notice, what is my personal light production? But here's the second thing that I need to notice. I need to notice the actual humans around me that need the light. See, sometimes this is what we can say. We can get into the fact that we are the light of the world, and we can forget that we are the light of our world. You are the light of your world. You are the light of the world for the person next to you. That's who you are supposed to shine. And so we can't lose sight, and we've got to notice. We've got to know. You got to notice people. You got to see them in their face. How many times you ever been somewhere and maybe, you know, you bought something, you checked out, and you walked out and you realized, man, I didn't even look that person in the eye. I was so busy about my own thing. I was on my phone, paying my credit card, putting it in the machine, doing all things, taking my stuff. And I maybe I said all the right things. How you doing? What's going on? Thank you so much. But I never looked them in the eye. I didn't really notice them. You see, we can't be the light of the world if we don't really notice the people around us, if we don't look into their eyes. You see, I can't nudge them into a better day if I don't first notice that they are standing there. I can't nudge them with hope. I can't nudge them with a compliment. I can't nudge them in the direction that God wants their life to go if I don't notice that they are there. Here's the third thing that everybody can do, and that is we can all inspire. We can all inspire. Your life should be lived in such a way that you inspire everyone around you to improve theirs. I won't say that again. You should live your life in such a way that you are inspiring everyone around you to improve their life, maintaining peace and joy through every season, even the hard seasons, loving everyone and forgiving those people who have wronged you, being kind towards people who aren't kind to you, having a positive mindset that believes constantly that the best is yet to come. Self-control to live by the things that you determine are the most important. Faithfulness, consistency, determination, excellence. You see, whenever you live in such a way like that, people take notice. And when they take notice of our lives, man, it should inspire them to improve their own. You see, you don't just inspire people by the words that are coming out of your mouth. You inspire people by the way that you live. You inspire them by what they see, that you didn't quit, that you didn't give up, that you kept speaking good over people who were speaking bad over you. People see you, they're watching you, and when they see you do life different than they've ever seen it done, it inspires them to begin to improve their life. And they say, that's how I want to be. You know, whenever you look at that word inspire, it actually comes from this word that means to breathe into. To breathe into, that's really what you are doing. You are filling up people's lives. Originally where the word comes from, it actually comes like from a divine supernatural being, like divine or supernatural inspiration. Come on. I hope you see this right now, because the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you and you get to partner with God and being a part of this supernatural inspiration, that you get to breathe into people's hearts, that you get to breathe into people's lives, that you get to breathe into people's doubts, that you get to breathe into people's fears, that you get to breathe into their doom and gloom, that you can breathe a little bit of inspiration by what you are saying and the way that you are living, and they will experience this divine connection because you leaned into a moment of inspiration. Everybody can do it. We can all inspire the people around us. Here's something else that we can all do, and that is honor. We can all honor. Honor, it's one of our house habits here, that we honor consistently. We honor consistently. You see, this is the only way that you can honor consistently. Whenever you understand that honor is not about them, honor is about me. This is the only way. You will not be able to honor consistently. Now, you can honor at times, but you cannot honor consistently until you realize that honor is not about them, it's about me. I don't honor them because of the way that they're living. I don't honor them because they are honorable. I honor them because I am honorable. I honor them because I have made a choice to live in honor. Sure, listen, respect might have to be earned, but honor is always given. And honor is always a choice that we need to make. You see, I honor my parents. I honor my coworkers. I honor my enemies. I honor my spouse. I honor everybody in my life, not because of how they are acting, but because of how I have already determined that I want to act. It's not about their behavior. It's about my behavior. I will honor people. Why am I going to honor people? Why am I going to honor everybody? Because they are God's creation. Why am I going to honor them? Because Jesus died for them. Why am I going to honor them? Because I have a mission, and that mission is to be the light of the world. And dishonor drenches that mission. Dishonor drenches my light. It douses my light. It puts my light out. That's what dishonor does. So I will always honor those. I will honor those who disagree with me. I will honor those who say evil about me. I will honor those who make fun and mock me. I will always honor, because it's not about you. It's about me. And I know if I begin to dishonor and I don't give the honor that I need to give, it will douse out my light. And I want my light to be shining. And if my light's going to be shining, then I've got to be honoring. Every single one of us can do it. Come on, let's talk about the last thing that we can all do, and that is serve. Every one of us can serve. I love the quote from Martin Luther King Jr., and he said, "Everybody can be great because anybody can serve." Everybody can be great. Why? Because anybody can serve. Everybody can be great. Why? Because serving is what makes a great impact. That's why he said you could be great, because serving makes a great impact in the world. Serving shows people that they're valuable. Serving people shows them that they are loved. Serving shows people that there is a different way to live. And whenever we serve others, what we are showing the world is Christ. Because it was Jesus that said, "I did not come into this world to be served, but I came to serve." And whenever we are serving one another, when we are serving and loving one another, we are revealing and showing Christ in this world. You see, you can be the light today because you have the light living on the inside of you. You have something to shine, not out of your own goodness, not out of your own wisdom, not out of your own experience. No, you have something good to give the world because God gave you his very best gift. He gave you the light of the world so that you could become the light of the world. And because God gave us Jesus, then we can shine every single day. There's not a day that we cannot shine into our world, because God gave us the light of the world so that we could become the light of the world today. Now, we walked through these things and said, hey, these are five things that anybody can do. And five things that you can do. You can do these things tomorrow. You can begin to be the light tomorrow when you just decide, I'm going to encourage people. You just decide, And you know what? Every day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to notice. I'm just going to notice how much light do I have? What's my light projection into the world right now? And I'm just going to notice the people around me. I'm going to start seeing their needs. I'm going to start seeing their faces. I'm going to start seeing their pain and their doubts and their fears. I'm going to start seeing them for where they really are. I'm going to notice people. I'm going to meet them where they are. And then we can all choose to inspire with our words and our actions. We can be that divine breath of God into people's lives. And then we decide, I'm going to honor you. I'm going to honor you, not because of who you are, but because I've already determined this is the person that I want to be. Anybody can do that. And then finally, we can serve. We can serve. We can serve everyone, and we can serve all the time. And look, whenever you begin to do that, guess what? Your life is going to shine. When you begin to be the light in that capacity, your life is going to begin to shine. You see, you don't need to just believe in the light. You need to be the light. Let's don't settle for just believing in the light. No, let's determine we will be the light. And let me just close with this thought. Not only do you have an opportunity to shine, you have a responsibility to shine. It's not today that you just have an opportunity, that you just have an opportunity to encourage, an opportunity to notice, an opportunity to inspire, an opportunity to honor, an opportunity to serve. No, you don't just have an opportunity, you have a responsibility. Say, Phil, what do you mean? Why is it a responsibility? Because Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Not you can choose to be the light of the world. Not maybe today, you possibly light. He said, you are the light of the world. And the light was never meant to be hidden. The light was created to shine. So today, you don't have an opportunity. Today, you have a responsibility. And today, let's accept this mission and say, this week will be a week like no other. This week, I'm getting grounded in Christ. My soul is going to be nourished. This week, I'm getting my mind right, my emotions right. I'm taking care of everything in here so that I can start living out here the way that God wants me to live. This week, I will be the light and I will shine into this world. I will shine not in my own strength. I will shine from the strength of the light that is on the inside of me. And guess what? I'm believing this week, when people see you shine, they see your good deeds. Whenever they see it, they're going to take a step back and say, wow, there must be a God in heaven. There must be another way. There must be somebody that loves me, somebody that cares about me. There is somebody that sees me. And I just believe that your good deeds are going to create a path for somebody in your life to walk down that will lead them to a supernatural life-changing experience. It will come through your practical actions. It will come because you decided, I got grounded in the light. Come on, will you pray with me today? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. God, thank you that you haven't just given us an opportunity, but you've given us a responsibility. A responsibility to be the light in this world. That we would shine. That we would shine. That our good deeds would shine so that people would see you for who you really are, that they would see your love, that they would see your grace, that they would see your mercy. God, that they would see the power and the strength that is in you shining through each and every one of us. Father, I pray today that we would not just believe in the light and receive the light, but that we would be the light in our world. If you say, Philip, that's me today, that's me. First of all, I want to receive the light. I want to receive Jesus. I want to receive him as the Lord and the Savior of my life. Maybe that's where you are right now and you just need a fresh start with God and you just need to lean into that relationship with God and you're saying, man, I'm walking in that darkness just like that Bible verse said, but now the light is shining on me. I need that light in my life. Well, this is your day, but not only is it your day, it's the day for everybody else that says, I have received that light. I am walking in that light, but today it is time for me to begin to be the light. Say, Philip, you're talking to me. Whether you need the light or you're ready to be the light or both. Come on. You say, Philip, you're talking to me right now. Come on. Just say, God, that's me. Just talk to God right now, right there where you are. Say, God, that's me. God, I need your light. God, I'm ready to be the light. God, I need your light. I am ready to be the light. Father, you see each and every single person right now who is receiving that light, and you see every person who is committing to be that light. So God, let us this week be grounded in light, grounded in the good deeds that will shine into the world, that people might recognize you and might praise our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, why don't you put an amen on that today? I want to say thank you so much for watching today. And I just really believe through this series that God is helping get these roots down, that God's helping to get you grounded. Because remember, the deeper that we go, the higher we can go. So the more we do this work on getting grounded, the higher our life can go. And I believe God wants to take you up in every area of your life. So I hope you don't miss next week. We're going to be wrapping up this series next week. And we're going to be talking about being grounded in maturity. I can't wait to preach it, and it won't be the same if you're not watching it. So I'll see you right back here next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.